welcome again. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFatter.com. Another wine review for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFatter.com website, which you could find at CheapWineFatter.com. Go figure. And this is a wine that, well, we've been doing this website for 15 years. And this was back in the day, one of the original bang for the buck wines from Australia. This one's called Whoop Whoop. There it is. Shiraz. I made up the there it is part. 2020. Whoop Whoop is Australian slang for the middle of nowhere. Actually, the grapes come from Riverland, which is about a little bit north, a little bit west of Adelaide in South Australia. And this story in the Australian Shiraz has a little bit of a story behind it. This wine has a little bit of a story behind it. In the early 2000s, Australian Shiraz wines, especially value-priced Shiraz wines, were the it wines. Everybody was drinking them. After they fell apart, Malbecs were hot, and New Zealand's Sauvignon Blancs were hot, and now we're on rosé time, and I think that's starting to cool a little bit, but, you know, never really go away. But Australian Shiraz were totally fun wines, if you don't remember it or weren't drinking them back in the day. They try to make them bigger and bolder with more alcohol content and still hold them together. I mean, they weren't fortified wines. They never went that far, but they had to be just spicier and bolder. And they were a whole lot of fun, but they weren't for everybody. But when the economic meltdown came in 2008, Australia wasn't hit as hard as the United States, and the Australia dollar didn't really lose as much. So it was still strong, and what happened is all these $12 wines in the United States, Australian wines, became $18, $20 wines overnight, which meant no one was buying them. No one pays $18 to $20 for a $12 wine. They just don't, which put the importers out of business, which meant they didn't pay the wineries and the winemakers, and they didn't, you know, and it just one after the other, and kind of caused major problems. And Whoop Whoop Shiraz is one of the big hitters back in those days. They're a very popular wine. It was a wine you could always count on. The winemaker was Ben Riggs, and I think somewhere along the line, probably because of all the fallout from the economic meltdown, and Shiraz wines went dead. You know, after the movie Sideways, Pinot Noir became red hot, and you couldn't sell a Merlot wine. It took forever for Merlot wines to come back. And after the problem, Shiraz wines just died off. I mean, they couldn't get rid of them, and you know, not to the extent they could, especially when they were so red hot. So here we go. It's 2023, and Ben Riggs is back in charge of Whoop Whoop again. I have a link to the 2013 vintage, which is the last wine we did on the website. It's a little bit different. This one's 13.5 in the alcohol. The last one was at least 14.5. And what he did is he kind of reimagined what Shiraz and the 2020 should be. So he said it's a light to medium wine, and it's, I don't get the light part, but it's definitely medium, and it's got full flavors, and it's nice and spicy, and but it's not over the top. It's all balanced. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got a little bit of even a little bit of rough-edged tannins, which is really nice to add some texture to the wine. It's got good flavors. It's got, you know, the nose is good. It's a throwback. The last few Shirazes I've had recently didn't do it for me. I remember the glory days, and these ones just didn't. They weren't bright and alive. This one's bright and alive with great fruit, but not over the top. I mean, they said they were going to reimagine these wines, and he did. I mean, this is a Whoop Whoop Shiraz 2020, you know, 0.2 or 2.0. Let me take a sip. And everything that was good about the old one is still good. Just there's more balance. It's still got depth of flavor. It's still got rough edge spices, and you know, it still attacks your palate. The flavors The flavors come and get you, but you want that from a Shiraz. Oh, and by the way, a Shiraz is Syrah, the same grapes. Most grapes have more than one name. I mean, there's also local names. And, you know, back in the day, farmers didn't know what was going on two valleys over, and that things happened differently there. So this Shiraz is like, it was good in 2013, and it's good today, too. It's bright and alive. You want a bright, alive red wine that's not over the top. It's got decent alcohol. It's got a little bit of interest to it. It's just not boring. It's not a boring wine at all. This is a wine that's got personality. And it's $12. I'll take another sip. Yeah, it's got a good mouthfeel. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to like with the Whoop Whoop Shiraz 2020. Like I said, it was a bang for the buck a decade ago, and it still is. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. I was very pleased to see an old favorite is still a favorite. So take it easy. We've got more wines coming. June's here. It's summer. We're trying to do summer coolers and keep it cheap. Stay cool. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. So adios. Bye-bye.